bringing Christ to the nation.
La hora Luterana.
路德小时。
Tribune de Jesus Cristo.
Bringing Christ to the nations and this devotion to your day. Here's Pastor Ken Klaus.
Today's international devotion was written by the Reverend Christian E. Rautenberg, who was born in Misiones, Argentina. He has served as a missionary and as a director of the Lutheran School of Valparaiso, as teacher of the Biblical Institute in the Concordia Seminary of Buenos Aires. In 2007, he was sent as a missionary to Santiago City, Chile, where he is currently pastor. Since 2010, he has served as the president of the Lutheran Confessional Church in Chile. Pastor Rautenberg and his wife Ethel have two disabled sons, Nathaniel and Matthew. A text for our devotion from the 55th chapter of Isaiah. For as the rain and snow come down from heaven and do not return there, but water the earth, making it bring forth and sprout, giving seed to the sower and bread to the eater. A few months ago, CNN showed how some thousand-year-old seeds found in Siberia and planted by Russian scientists had sprouted into beautiful flowers. Those flowers now are producing their own seeds. In spite of the many years they had been dormant, their ability to grow and bloom was still intact. Through his prophet Isaiah, God tells us that his word also has the power to create, to transform, and to save those who hear it, even though sometimes it looks like it takes forever. Those of us who serve as missionaries understand very well what the prophet is talking about. We have learned God wants us to trust in him, because his word will always accomplish his purpose. Allow me to give you an example. 2 years ago, an elderly lady came to worship at one of our mission posts. At the end of the service, when I was talking with her, I asked her how she had discovered us. She replied, "Pastor, I was here 2 years ago, and at that time I promised I would be back." It was true. God had brought the lady, 90-year-old Anna, back to our worship. 2 years earlier, she had stopped at our Lutheran Center, where our Lutheran Hour Ministry Center is located, and asked for some printed materials. At that time we talked, we read the Bible, and we prayed for her needs. After that visit, time passed, and so did our hopes of ever seeing her again. Indeed, so much time had gone by that I didn't recognize her when she showed up at the worship service. How fast we lose our hope. How easily we get so wrapped up in statistics, measurements, and numbers while the Word of God keeps silently working in the lives of so many. Anna's return reminded me of Isaiah's words, "The Word of the Lord always brings forth fruit." We just need to proclaim it and to share it with every person we meet. Doesn't matter how much time has gone by, God wants us to always trust in His Word where the Holy Spirit shows us the Savior, His sacrifice, and resurrection, which were done for our forgiveness and salvation. So to you and me, I extend this word of encouragement. Don't lose hope in what God can do. Proclaim His Word, and at the right time, it will bear fruit. We pray. Lord God, I give thanks that You have done all which was necessary to save me. Now may I be bold in making my witness to others. At the same time, let me have faith that Your word accomplishes what You intend. This I ask in the Savior's name. Amen.